Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Welcome to People Power and Politics. I am your host, Pearl Phillip. New York City is one of the most diverse cities in the world, and the news publications its residents read and consume reflect that diversity. Our guest today is Mr. Jose Bayona, the Executive Director of the Mayor's Office of Ethnic and Community Media. Welcome, sir. So good to have you.
Thank you, Pearl. Thank you for having me here today.
Our pleasure. So tell us, what is the Mayor's Office of Ethnic and Community Media, MOECM?
The Mayor's Office of Ethnic and Community Media is the first mayoral office in the United States dedicated to for the ethnic and community media in New York City. That speaks volumes about who we are. Because if you go to any other city in the United States, they don't have the social diversity, all the compositions of different cultures, the languages, the communities, the neighborhoods, the culture to have a city like this. So we have here, we speak more than 500 languages in New York City. Mm-hmm. And right now we have in the list that we have officially more than 350 ethnic and community media outlets. I'm sure there are more than that. So totally more, but this is just reflects who we are as a city, and that is why we are the only city in the United States who has a mayoral office for ethnic and community media.
And of course, this office is under Mayor Eric Adams' administration. So what is his vision for the office?
His vision for the office started last year, years ago, when he, you know, he's been elected officials for years, but last year we started the project when we say we need to create a mayoral office for ethnic and community media. He wanted to recognize all the outlets. So in the prior administration, there was an executive order by Bill de Blasio that gave a 50% of the digital and print budget to ethnic and community media. But the mayor, current mayor, Eric Adams, last year during the campaign, we discussed and we say we need to create an office that recognizes and it goes above and beyond that. So the first goal of this office is to highlight who we are as a city and to have all the a place for all these outlets that cover our communities.
And you know, that speaks volumes about Mr. Adams' leadership, because I, as the ethnic press, have been seeing things happening within less than, you know, 12 months that I haven't seen in previous administrations. So, you know, kudos to him. So you are the newly appointed executive director. What is your role?
So the executives, the mayor's office of Agni Media, it was created by Local Law 83, and the local law mandates an executive director mm-hmm. and a citywide marketing director, two positions that are embedded in the law. And those positions comes with duties. One of them is to create the citywide marketing directory, so where we have all the publications that city agencies look into it for consideration for advertising. So right now we're in the process of updating this directory. Mm-hmm. This directory, last time it was updated, it was before the pandemic. During the pandemic, it was impossible to update because, you know, everything changed. Many mm-hmm. publications stopped printing or working. So now that we are basically back in business, so now it's time to do this update. And we are right now we are expecting, we're going to expect about 400 applications for this. And we have to go one by one because, you know, publications like this one here, so that have been in business for years. So other publications came like they were created during the pandemic, and they don't have, still don't have like the base And we need to make a distinction, which ones are new, which ones have been like decades in the communities, which one the communities trust. It's not about having a publication, it's about getting the trust of the community. And that's what we need for the first time. We're gonna bring a structure to all this environment of ethnic and community media.
And I'm very glad that you said that, because it cannot just be a blanket, you know, action for all, because, you know, we have different apples, pink apple, red apple, green apple. We have different publications. So you mentioned Local Law 83. How is that expected to impact the community media landscape?
So the creation of the citywide marketing directory for city agencies to look into that, and also the goal, setting a goal for city agencies to spend 50% of their advertising budget on ethnic and community media in print, digital, radio, and TV. So that's what the law is, it was created for. But more important is to recognize all these hundreds of outlets that we have in our city and that are close to our communities, and they are closer than what we think.
Okay, so given all that you said, what you think is the single importance of the office to the ethnic media and the communities that they serve?
Access to government. So if you look back, like 10 years ago, I'm asking this, so when you saw a media round table on the city hall with the mayor, with ethnic and community media only. So now these outlets have access. The mayor goes to these outlets to offer interviews. We're doing one or two every week. So, and they have access directly to the mayor. So because the mayor understands what is the value here. And now ethnic and community media is understanding what is the value of being close to government. And also commissioners, we have sometimes, you know, every other month we have round tables at City Hall. You have been at, you know, those round tables.
Yes, I have.
So just tell me, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, when those round tables happened?
I never went to one.
Yes, because there were no one. So now we have that. It's opening City Hall, opening city government to all the ethnic and community media in the city.
Okay, so what is your message as the executive director to the ethnic media and the communities? What is the message?
So to the ethnic media is that this is a great opportunity to go to the next step, to take it to the next level on how to become a stronger publication. Everybody should be aware that this is not going to happen overnight. It's going to take time. Because we cannot undo the inequality, we cannot undo the mistakes of the last 20 years in 2 months or in 3 months. So it's going to take time, but with that time, in that time, all these outlets, they are going to be getting more stronger and stronger with the help of the city government. So, and that's going to be a better future for the ethnic and community media in New York City.
Okay, great. And you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. And
yes,
we have a first, we have the first office, so that's a very good start, and we can only go and build up from there.
Yes.
So, Mr. Bayona, if one wants to find out more information about your office, how can they do that?
Yeah, you can go online on www.nyc.gov/ethnic media, or you can Google Mayor's Office of Ethnic Media, New York City, and you have that. So we have a contact form over there. So if anybody has messages, you know, if wants to send a message or it has a request, so you can fill out that form. There is a team at City Hall that review that email every day.
Okay, so thank you so much, Mr. Bayona. And, you know, congratulations on your appointment. And I know you're going to do a very good job.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me here today.
You're so very welcome.
People Power and Politics, Hard Talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.